Epilogue by Domno Amorbake of the Poor Knights of Christ. Our Lord asks in the Gospel of St. Luke, "What woman having 10 drachmas, if she loses 1 drachma, does not light a lamp and sweep the house and seek carefully till she find it?" The true story of the sword and the stone and the marvelous conversion of St. Gogano is one of those coins that we hope, with this little work, will light a lamp to the cave of conversion, where a sword became a cross. The lives of many popular saints today have become as so many coins to enrich the hearts of the faithful. Saint Therese for her little way, Saint Padre Pio for his obedience and suffering, Saint Louis de Montfort for his total consecration to Mary, and so on. But what in the life of Saint Gogano, a knight and a hermit, can enrich the faithful today? I found out about St. Gogano when I became a novice in the Militia Templi. Footnote: the Militia Templi is under the jurisdiction of the Catholic Archdiocese of Siena. The Militia Templi's members follow a modern adaptation of the rule written by St. Bernard de Clairvaux for the Knights Templar. As he was a patron of our order, I was taught that he was a knight, was given a very brief account of the sword and the stone. I also received a prayer card with his collect and a picture on it. Blessed with a first-class relic of him, when I went through the ritual to become a novice in the Militia Templi at Christ in the Desert Monastery in New Mexico. The current protector of the Militia Templi is Abbot Philip Lawrence, Order Saint Benedict. Our rule and our constitutions are designed primarily with the idea of a community of brothers praying and working together. However, in the United States, the knights are relatively isolated and live at great distances from one another. Without the help and consolations of community life, we have often recalled the example of St. Gogano to encourage one another. Catholics today who wish to fully live their faith often find themselves isolated in their local church and even in their own family. St. Gogano's mother prayed for his conversion, but despite her piety, became an obstacle to his vocation when he became a hermit. Was God's will for Gogano to become a missionary? To start a new devotion or write down spiritual visions? Perhaps become a great teacher? No. God called Gogano to adore the sign of his salvation, the Holy Cross. God performed a miracle to show how easy it is to forgive our sins, and St. Gogano embraced a life of penance. Today, it seems very few Christians doubt the mercy and love of God, but are there great fruits of repentance? Our blessed Lord said, "Unless you shall do penance, you shall all likewise perish." While today, it would seem that some live and teach that to do real penance is to somehow foster a doubt that God has forgiven us. Blessed Columba Marmion said that penance is the greatest possible assurance of perseverance in the way of perfection, because it is, when one really looks at it, one of the purest forms of love. St. Gogano faced the hardships of nature, the persecution of family, and temptations from the devil to separate him from the sign of his salvation. This penitential life was too much for some. Even the local abbot and priest set out to harm him because of the rebuke that such steadfastness offered to their laxity. The assault on sanctuaries, devotions, piety, and the malicious assaults on the faithful are all the more common in our time. The wicked clerics were successful in molesting his hermitage, but the Lord keepeth all them that love him, but all those wicked he will destroy. Gogano's sword that was broken by their mouths was restored through Gogano's prayer. We can be assured that God will not allow the cross to be taken from us, and the wicked who seek to destroy these things will themselves be destroyed. Do we live lives of sin, indulgence, and comfort, full of too much free time? So did St. Gogano. Perhaps we gave up a life of heavy sin to embrace a more devout life, but lapsed in our devotion at some point. So did St. Gogano. Despite these two things, St. Gogano came to great sanctity, from the moment the sword entered the stone to his death 1 year later. If God numbers all things, and Gogano had resisted God's last call with but 1 year to live, he would have died before he ever enjoyed a long marriage and would have never become the great saint that he is. We know not how much time we have left. And if we examine ourselves, will we find that we have done any worthy penance for our sins? If we cooperate with God to make us into great saints, He can do so in a short amount of time, as He did with St. Gogano. May God, through the intercession of St. Gogano, drive the sword of His holy gospel through our hard hearts, that we might fully embrace the Holy Cross and become rooted in penance, sprung out of faith in Christ, hope in salvation, and the love of the crucified Jesus. St. Gogano, pray for us. This has been a production of Alleluia Audiobooks. For more free Catholic audiobooks, please visit us at alleluiaaudiobooks.com, or you can Google Alleluia Audiobooks. This audiobook was made from The True Story of the Sword and the Stone, a compendium of the life of St. Gogano, translated by Ryan Grant of Mediatrix Press, published in 2014, and is not in the public domain. The unauthorized making of a transcript, re-recording of the audio, or publishing of a book based on this translation is prohibited. If you wish to do any of the above things, please contact Alleluia Audiobooks and Mediatrix Press. You are free to make copies of this audiobook for your friends or family, or to evangelize with. Please also check out MediatrixPress.com for a selection of stories of the lives of the saints, translations from Latin, Latin and English prayer books, reprints of Catholic classics, including entire works written in their original ecclesiastical Latin. Thank you very much, and God bless.